USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Kids are being gunned down on New York City streets, and junkies have taken over a swath of midtown Manhattan. But Mayor Bill de Blasio summed up his policing priorities in two words Thursday: customer service.
The sad reality is so many people who just were trying to exercise their rights to get information or file a concern or a complaint, find out what's happening with a case, they were treated in a way that doesn't have anything to do with customer service or respect. That's not acceptable.
De Blasio called his revolutionary initiative for the NYPD a paradigm shift, saying customer service has to be what the NYPD is about. On Thursday, Senate Republicans joined with Democrats to pass a stopgap bill to fund the government through December, averting a government shutdown set to begin in the early hours of Friday morning. The House later aligned with the Senate to avert a government shutdown. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Dad! Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Top U.S. General Mark Milley appeared before Congress this week to defend Pentagon decision-making in Afghanistan, but instead found himself fighting a personal battle with lawmakers who charged that he has been more preoccupied with rehabilitating and burnishing his own image. One was Representative Rodney Jackson of Texas.
If you had been more focused on your duty to this country instead of defending and pandering to the Biden administration's woke social experiment with the United States military, doing book interviews, and colluding with Chinese military officials, that you should resign because of your dereliction of duty to this country and your inability to do your job and protect this country. General Milley, will you now resign?
In a Wednesday speech on the Senate floor, Senator Rick Scott, Republican of Florida, joined by Senators Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, and Mike Lee, Republican of Utah, introduced legislation that would bar the Biden administration from implementing vaccine passport requirements for interstate travel. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Marine that called out the military Afghan blunder on social media remains in solitary confinement. More from Lance Pry.
Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, the only American service member arrested for the incompetent and deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan. His charge? By not obeying a gag order and calling out the military leaders and demanding accountability on social media. He is in solitary confinement at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, pending an Article 32 preliminary hearing. Republican Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz Wednesday questioning military brass.
When people in the military, like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, stand up and demand accountability, when they say that you all screwed up, he ends up in the brig.
Republican Louisiana Congressman Mike Johnson.
The American people want and deserve accountability. And we even have service members like Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller being thrown in the brig for suggesting that. The public's faith in our institutions continues to erode precisely because everyone in the D.C. bubble appears to have some sort of immunity from the basic standards the rest of America is expected to live by.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The Select House of Representatives panel that is probing the January 6th U.S. Capitol breach has subpoenaed organizers of the rallies that took place before the riot. The committee wants Katrina Pearson, a former Trump campaign official, Amy Kramer, founder and chair of Women for America First, and Kramer's daughter Kylie, executive director of Women for America First, to answer questions under oath. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.